In this bulletin, post-mortem examinations begin on six people who died following the volcanic eruption in New Zealand. Australia ranked amongst the bottom five in a global assessment of climate change action. And in the AFL, star midfielder Marcus Bontempelli to captain the Western Bulldogs. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. New Zealand authorities say the post-mortem and identification processes for the six people who died following the volcanic eruption have begun. 25 survivors of the White Island eruption are in a critical condition in hospital, with five others stable but serious. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says recovery teams are hoping to access the island today, where another eight people are missing and feared dead. Acting Assistant Commissioner Bruce Bird says emergency response officials are assessing all the information they have before a decision is made regarding recovery efforts.
We've got to be certain of the environmental situation out there on the island, what's happening, and then we can make some decisions once we've got all of that information. Safety for our staff is a huge priority for us, and we've got to get this right.
A global assessment of countries' emissions trajectories shows Australia, the United States and Saudi Arabia are among polluters showing hardly any signs of reducing their greenhouse gas production. The Climate Change Performance Index measures the emissions, renewable energy share and climate policies of 57 countries and the European Union. It found the US ranks last, followed by Saudi Arabia and Australia, with Sweden leading the way in reducing emissions. Speaking at the UN's COP25 summit in Madrid, Energy Minister Angus Taylor defended Australia's record, saying renewable energy now makes up more than 25% of the country's electricity supply.
Strong messages and targets alone won't address climate change, no matter how ambitious. The world needs action to reduce emissions, and Australia believes technology is central to achieving this. We can only reduce emissions as fast as the deployment of commercially viable technologies allow. This means we need to get the right technology to the marketplace when and where it is needed.
The Rural Fire Service has confirmed more than 720 homes have been destroyed in New South Wales over the bushfire season. The fire danger level remains elevated across large parts of the state, despite a southerly wind change reducing temperatures. Temperatures soared in New South Wales on Tuesday, with hazardous bushfire smoke pollution blanketing much of the state. The Bureau of Meteorology says although conditions have eased, the smoke will continue to linger in the coming days. Total fire bans are in place in northwestern New South Wales, the northern slopes and the central ranges. The head of the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse has condemned Catholic leaders for failing to recognise the sexual assault of children as a crime. Speaking about the Royal Commission for the first time, Justice Peter McClellan criticised leaders of the Catholic Church who argue sexual abuse is a moral failure rather than a criminal act. He says he's also disheartened by delays in institutions signing up to the National Redress Scheme for survivors of child abuse.
I cannot comprehend how any person, much less one with qualifications in theology, and very often further qualifications from recognised universities, could consider the rape of a child to be a moral failure, but not a crime.
In the AFL, star midfielder Marcus Bontempelli will succeed Easton Wood as captain of the Western Bulldogs. The 24-year-old will have Lachie Hunter as his deputy in a six-man leadership group, which also includes Wood, Jason Johannesson, Mitch Wallace and new addition Josh Dunkley. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth very hot and sunny, 38. Adelaide sunny and 27. Melbourne partly cloudy, 19. Hobart a shower or two developing and 23. Canberra smoke haze and 33. Wollongong morning smoke haze and 22. Sydney cloudy, 24. Newcastle smoke haze and 24 degrees. Brisbane mostly sunny, 33, Cairns showers and 31, and Darwin a shower or two, a possible storm and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.